everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horowitz Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And Dr. Len Horowitz joining you.
We come to you Monday through Friday, 12 noon in Hawaii, 2 p.m. Pacific time, and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you to our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. If you're not an affiliate, please go and sign up today at healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. You will be partnering with Late Night in the Midlands, as well as the Horowitz Kane Hour, and you would bring lots of support to this network if you would do that. We also appreciate all of the affiliates right now that are currently supporting us. Also, thank you to Healthy World Store. Check out the 528 section at healthyworldstore.com. And Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs are available on there, including his latest book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. Also, thank you to our sponsor, our new sponsor, CureShop.com, that's CureShoppe.com, for carrying Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs, as well as many of our natural health products. Also, if you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your original tracks to 528records.com. It will be automatically sent back to you in an MP3 music file, and it will be transposed into the 528 frequency of love. It'll be sent to our music library, will become part of our music library, and anyone who donates for your music, you will get 60% royalties from those donations. So it's a great way to get your music out in the most healing way. Also, you can check out 528radio.com for music that's already been transposed into 528. And it's a really great way to listen to the music. It's a free site. We do appreciate the donations to keep that site alive and increase server space. So thank you to everyone who is doing that. So welcome to our program.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time to be alive. It's just amazing to witness so many things that speak to the fulfillment of prophecy and the degeneration, if you will, the complete collapse, the fall of Babylon, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel is falling. And there's a tremendous amount of indications that that's happening. And the amount of brute force that is being applied in order to attempt to steer the global ship in the globalist direction and continue to commit genocide, unspeakable genocide, unspeakable biocide, outrageous, psychopathic indicators that we need an alternative. We need a change. And for those of you who listen to the Hurricane Hour, you know what Sherry just mentioned, our change, our recommended strategy for the insanity is 528 music and the whole revolution, the 528 love revolution. And I know for those of you who are just joining us and have not attended to this program previously or read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, that's available. You've got the information and you can order it via the website, thebookof528.com. Vitally important reading for this age because it goes into the simplest solutions for recreating ourselves and our planet in harmony and prosperity in all ways. In fact, that's the subtitle of the book. It's the Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And that simple word, love, and the simple technology of administering righteousness throughout the universe, musically, mathematically, which is what the Creator does, perfectly, all the time, throughout space. You know, that's a model. And if we can't have justice, just is being with that law, that divine law, and we then create man's laws and man's outlaws, which is very, very much reflected in this serial homicide matter unfolding in the LAPD with Christopher Dorner. It's a micro model of what's happening internationally, globally, militarily, through administered by the banking industry, primarily Wall Street, of course. But the administration of this madness is psychopathic, that the genocide, the infliction of murder for the paradigm that states that we have to have competition and survival of the fittest because we lack the resources to sustain global populations. It's all a psyops reflecting psychopathology, mental illness. And that mental illness is reflected in the police shootings currently last couple of days of the poor victims who were thought to be Christopher Dorner, whose activism and political actions, of course, the murders you can't condone, but everything else, if we were able to take everything else that Dorner was stating and doing in his manifesto and then apply it as lessons in life for how we can get America back on track, it's virtually the same lessons that the rabbi and the minister presented. His name was Khan at the presidential breakfast in the swearing in, before the swearing in ceremonies in January.
He wrote the book, The Harbinger.
The Harbinger, which fulfills a lot of the prophecy.
Jonathan Khan.
Thank you, Sherry. This is now what we're seeing over and over and over again is what we have been talking about, especially for the last 6 months, of the solution to the madness, the psychopathology that's generated by the media mainly, and the counterintelligence propagandists and those that discredit leaders such as yours truly, Sherry, many others who virtually from John Lennon and Martin Luther King, those people were targeted by what's called COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program. Currently, they're called the Internet Trolls. A lot of trolls that go on blogs and post outrageously ignorant, psychopathological, and obvious deceptive lies. And they do that because that's, in essence, they're being paid to do that as a protection racket to maintain the status quo, to maintain the psychopathology. You've got to keep outputting the same fear-based psychopathology. You've got to engage everybody socially, globally, in the psyops. The psyops that says we don't have enough food to feed people globally. We don't have enough fresh water. It's all being polluted, and now it's so costly, and we're going to regulate it. Can't even in Hawaii, where we're broadcasting from, legally anymore, you can't even collect rainwater and drink rainwater legally by the legislation that has been advanced. And this is all, as Bill Moyers had shown several months ago in an expose of ALEC. It's very well worth reviewing that information. We had it desired and actually began to write a treatment for video on that important work. We have not been able to get to it because of the distractions, primarily legally. That is one of the ways in which the COINTELPRO, the bad guys, the counterintelligence corps, engages activists such as Sherry and myself in frivolous and fraudulent litigations. But the reality is you've got to defend what's truth, what's righteous, and so we're engaged. And actually, it's been a blessing. In fact, it's been an answer to a prayer that I prayed many years ago. I asked the Creator for a legal education, and I didn't mean to learn it the hard way, through the school of hard knocks. I had thought I was praying for going to law school. Well, it occurs to me right now, you know, reflecting on it, that I've been very, very blessed for now having been compelled to learn law and be able to not simply defend myself, but be able to at least superficially counsel people as to what they may be able to do pro se for themselves, as we have had to do. Again, because of not only the amount of attacks, but the amount of financial pressures that have come to play. But this is a magnificent time to look at the fundamental problem as a problem of law. You're either following God's law or you're not. And it's pretty black and white. It really is. It's kind of like, you know, it's a part of the problem or part of the solution is what you're doing. Every act. And in fact, Jesus said something similar when he said, watch out for every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And so, you know, if you look basically at that simple model, you know, what we say and what we do is either loving from the heart or it's evil, suppressing the love in the heart, opposing in dissonance with the love that sustains nature. Now, we've advanced in the book of 528, which is why I urge everybody to read it and then turn in and tune on, you know, the 528radio.com. Start to listen to the medicinal music and start healing yourself, opening your own heart, healing your own heart. And then as you're doing that, it's actually getting out and touching others. We mentioned that on yesterday's show. We had a Max call in. It was very, very nice to hear from you, Max, if you're listening today from Canada. We appreciate the wisdom that it's so simple, that the solutions are right in front of our faces, and it has to do with every blade of grass celebrating greenish-yellow 528 nanometers of light, the heart of the rainbow, the heart of the sunshine, the heart of God's heart, the heart of your heart. So if you know that that's the greatest truth now, we've got the science and the math and the physics to prove it. If you know that that's the primary resonance, energy, of vitality, of rejuvenation, of sustaining that which is good in your heart, then you know we're onto something. Then you know why it is that those who are the trolls wish to attack us. And you also know what is actually happening as Babylon is falling. You can see it being played out. And fundamentally, and I'm going to be ideally finishing up a short video that we'll put up on the Vimeo channel for sure. We're actually boycotting YouTube at this point, and I have friends that are telling me not to do that. But at any rate, we're at odds with Google and YouTube for a number of reasons pertaining to some vitally important legal issues that affect everybody. The surveillance, what's called the Google's Futures Project, whereby increasingly the computer that you're using is able to direct your mouse into where they already know your mind wants to go. So they can predict your behavior, they can predict your purchases, they can predict your interests. They can predict that because they have a database full of your personal information, and they follow that. Now, that's high-level CIA, what's called InQtel Investment, the for-profit private equity investment arm of the Central Intelligence Agency that you would think you're paying for by taxpayer money and that they're public servants. No, that's not the case. They're acting as private virtual mafia, Gestapo, for the Illuminati, their global banking cartel, and that the most powerful of all the current technologies, besides the mainstream media, of course, the internet is the media. The internet has become the mainstream media. And that's why you see so many challenges legally, including ours, against COINTELPRO and the operatives. You know, it's all been a wonderful lesson. You know, you probably can look in your own life and you can see that God has directed you, that you have a divine destiny to fulfill and a divine calling and a passion for certain interests and a certain anointing and a gifting to be able to discern certain things in your own life. And so, to be true to that, you've got to tune into yourself. You've got to turn into that which is the best in you, that greatest truth that shall set you free, that resonates in your heart, that's a heartfelt calling to do something significant with your life in healing and benefiting people. Because we're all in this together. And if there wasn't a community here, if there wasn't a relationship between you and I, we'd have nothing. Without a relationship, and in fact, faith and trust in the relationship, you might as well take a shotgun and pull the trigger, aiming at your head. Why destroy your heart? Whack the brain a little bit, maybe wake up to the fact that this is a divine play and you actually have a divine destiny to fulfill. And that's where I think the sheeple are being separated right now. I'm looking at so many wonderful colleagues of ours who are writing us and communicating with us and are celebrating like we are 528 Love Revolution that is overcoming all of the negativity. And not superficially, mind you, not like the New Age con, not like the con that says all you have to do is focus on light and you'll be protected. That's a cop-out, because we're all in this together. And in fact, you can't achieve optimal enlightenment without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness. That's just the truth. It's a holistic fact. As you go into the light, it eliminates all of the darkness. And that's also another fact, is that the darkness can't stand up against the light. The light can withstand darkness, proven by a simple candle in a black room. Pitch black room full of evil goes all that evil totally instantly. runs away. But you can't take a little of Dr. Truat's darkness or the COINTELPRO that is engaging in pedophilia and child sex trafficking and human slavery and those who are connected via the Wall Street organizations and the banking cartel to arms those who have been manipulating the NRA in recent weeks, those manufacturers of drugs and arms, Big Pharma, all of those organizations, they are being increasingly exposed. And that exposure is happening at the same time that people feel in their hearts violated. People increasingly are feeling basically conned, that the righteousness in the system, the law, is being broken. And in fact, LAPD, this matter with Christopher Dorner is a primary, wonderful example of that.
Actually, there's a little update. Police allege that they reported that two of them were wounded in a gunfight with him today. And he took a couple and put them into a hostage situation where he tied them up and then stole their car. And now they were in a shooting spree with him and the two police officers, and they were wounded. And then apparently he got out of the car and ran into the woods.
Yeah, so this fellow was going to be a challenge for them to not simply find, but if you and I were to do our best job as advocates for the free press and the independent media in service to the United States Constitution, that is the First Amendment, the most important of all, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, includes free speech and freedom of the press, without which we would have complete subjugation and enslavement to a corporate fascist state at present. So what we do here on the Harlequin Hour and what we write on the websites that we produce, such as waronwethepeople.com, is the most important function that you can support and endorse and, in fact, even do yourself, administer yourself, writing, speaking out, publishing, creating videos, or distributing and multiplying the videos that you enjoy that we produce and maybe others among us produce. These are vitally important, actually, duties of the First Amendment. We're required for the separation of the powers, without which, without the free press, you'd have no capacity to control the crime, the white-collar crime that is advancing under the guise of public health, national security on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, something's going to have to give. And the thing is that, you know, I also blame the police on this issue with Dorner because they're shooting at innocent people. They're pulling over innocent people, and they're claiming that those people are Dorner when the people don't look anything like it. Dorner is black. The people they were shooting at are white. I mean, it's just, and two of them were women. Two women that were driving somewhere, delivering newspapers.
So who are the outlaws? You know, what gives them the right to be in fear? Okay, look, we're in basically confronted every single day. Sherry and I for years now, and especially I have since, oh, gee whiz, I would say in 1990, let's see, the first time was 93, where I felt the work that I was doing put my life at risk. You know, so that's, 13 years? Actually, no, it's 20 years. 20 years. For 20 years, I've been to you. I'm pretty old. For the last 20 years, I've had to live my life as though it might be my last day. And that's a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen. That is an absolute blessing. Let me tell you why. Because you can't live fully, completely, lovingly, open-heartedly until you come to terms with your mortality. Otherwise, you're just holding on in fear. Otherwise, you're just in your head in fear. You're not in your heart in faith. And that is the greatest relationship builder. You know, the qualities of your heart, besides love, is joy. So there's your First Amendment rights, liberty, pursuit of happiness, joy, as well as bravery, bravery and faith. You can be very, very brave when you have a full measure of faith in God and your destiny. And all this other trash that goes on in your head, distractions, is part of an attachment that you've taken on, kind of like a virtual satanic imposition. In essence, it's a spirit of madness that's gone into your brain, prompted there by the mainstream media and the psychological operations, the deceptions by which society and the culture is directed. So globally, people are waking up. They're, in fact, compelled to wake up. It's like in your face to wake up. You've got policemen shooting innocent civilians that don't even look like the suspect. And they're getting away with it, and the media is not declaring something is wrong with the problem, and the media is not covering. Notice, here is the diagnosis. That is to see through to the root of the problem. Before you can treat it, you've got to see through to the root of the problem. What's the root of the problem? The media isn't reporting it. That is, what were the demands? This Christopher Dorner demanded an apology. Well, gee whiz, is that so hard to administer? It's a simple, I'm sorry, I was wrong for slurring your race. I was wrong for kicking a poor, defenseless, psychologically challenged victim. I was wrong for acting out as a law enforcement officer who swears to protect the law. I was wrong for violating the law. Please forgive me. How hard is that to administer? But the mainstream media has got you typically distracted. So they're reporting, oh, well, there's a big fight now between Dorner and those people, the police. Police were shot. He escaped into the woods. Gee whiz, you want to put an end to it? Media's simple demand. Look at it. Look at what specifically he's asked. It's not like he's asked for $50 million in a suitcase. Start with a simple apology. Stop killing people, LAPD.
Exactly. It's disgusting, and you know, and it's hypocrisy that they can go around covering up for their crimes, and then when they get exposed, they instead of coming clean with it, they go and they point their fingers and they accuse people. You know, I'm also following this murder trial of Jodi Arias, who was this girl who murdered her boyfriend in cold blood. And what now she's claiming is that he beat her and he was a pedophile. She killed him. And you can see that, you know, that this guy, she was stalking him. They have all the witness, his friends. You can see that she was stalking him. And she basically says, oh, well, she kept on having sex with him because she had low self-esteem, even after he continued to beat her. And that, you know, she did it, and then he used to make her, he was a pedophile. Of course, that, and isn't it interesting that they always come down to accusing, these liars always come down to accusing people of being pedophiles.
You know, because
and
that
she was sexually abused as a child, she admits.
And frankly, you know, we've got to take a break at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, you know, let's pursue this, because this whole matter of one's sexuality and pedophilia trauma is so prevalent. I mean, it is outrageous. And I think it's a large part of the psychopathology. I mean, you look at Freudian pathology and psychiatry, and basically it's sexual based. And when you violate somebody, that is one of the causes where the fractured personality then begins to take on neuroticisms and even psychosis. And as a result of that, you go living not a loving, normal life, a free life. You're actually entrained to repeat a pattern of abuse in your lives. I mean, we see that all the time. So we can talk about that, and I think it's vitally important because, again, what violates law, man's law versus God's law, is really a subject that is not discussed amply in the media.
And we can also talk about how it connects to the Christopher Dorner situation with the female cop who kicked that victim that was in handcuffs, or the guy who they had in handcuffs that was mentally ill.
Yeah.
Because how she went and she just like played out her anger on this man.
Who's mentally ill?
Yeah, but like, where is it coming from? Again, these people that go and they exhibit these types of behavior, a lot of it stems from early childhood trauma.
Absolutely, it has to.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Harl King Hour.
Is there proof God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienist clean and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to CureShop.com. That's CureShop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the L&M Radio Network. The L&M Radio Network covers it all with great shows like Tough Reality, Paranormal Perception, The Hurricane Hour, Angel's Lighthouse, Mysterious Realms, and of course our very own, Late Night in the Midlands. So when you think of a network that takes an interest in everything, think of a network that covers everything. The L&M Radio Network, exploring the truth and exposing the lies, day and night. For the full lineup on times and dates of the shows we generate, go to www.latenightinthemidlands.com and click the on-air schedule tab at the top of the website. We want to stick around and continue to bring you the best guests and the best shows from around the globe with the best information. And we cannot do it without your support. So please Spread our content as much as you can and donate on the website by going to www.latenightinthemidlands.com, and on the right side of the page you will see the donate buttons, and you can rest assured that every penny you donate goes to help the LNM Radio Network stay on the air and expose the world one truth. One and a truth. One and a truth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horror Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And Dr. Len Horowitz.
So we were touching on a very, very intense subject regarding, well, there's a case out right now, the Jodi Arias murder trial, where she's up on death row for killing her lover, Travis Alexander. And so basically she's killed him. She slits his throat. Now she's up on death row, and she's coming out with all of these accusations to not only has she taken his life, but now she wants to take his reputation, accusing him of being a pedophile. They have investigated his computer. There was no child pornography on there. And anybody that is a pedophile would probably have traces of that. They checked all around, never saw any indication of that. And now she's using that. But she's also come out with the fact that she was a victim of child abuse as well. And if you look at, like, in the case of what's happening with Christopher Dorner, he accused the woman, he filed a report against the sergeant for kicking a man that was in handcuffs and mentally ill in the face. And you wonder...
You got to get her name. We're going to start to put out her name.
Yeah, actually, I can get her name. And the interesting thing is, you wonder, a woman that would do something like that, or anyone that would do these kind of things, what is their background? What causes that kind of behavior, that irrational behavior?
Psychopathological.
Right. And like you said, it's split of a personality, and sometimes they may not even be aware that they're doing it.
It's like they're possessed, and they're attached to the possession. They'll arrogantly defend their neuroses, their psychoses, and claim that, oh, you know, that somebody else is at fault. And that is the fundamental pathology throughout civilization, isn't it? I mean, what is more important as a factor in the degeneration of the legal system, the judicial system, and in fact, man's inhumanity towards man? It's like, there it is. You've got to come to terms with the fact that there's love and there's hate. There is faith and there's fear. So which side are you going to go on? And again, these are fundamental questions. And as the mainstream media, for example, in this particular case, always evades the fundamental issues. It's always a distraction, always a deception, always a diversion off of the most important information. And so, again, we encourage people to tune into, for example, the Horror Kane Hour, LNM Network, Michael Vara's Late Night in the Midlands. These are wonderful alternative sources of intelligence and community. You can't do it alone. We can't do it without you. We need each other. And the reality is that this is what's compelled now, because as the forces of darkness and evil are so obviously degenerating now, and that the damage caused by the attachments to the fraud and to the malice, the fear, and the manipulations, the deadly coercions, is so blatant that those of us who have been directed, anointed, informed, and making a informed choice about where we want our lives and our planet to go from here, that is what we are doing. And number one, as this program today, looking at the fundamental psychopathology that's being acted on socially, politically, and in the justice system or the system of injustice. It's also fundamental to the solution of the world's problems to come to divine law and reflect on divine law when analyzing man's law and the outlaws that are currently dressed in blue in the LAPD, that simply should begin with a humble apology to Christopher Dorner. And then, yes, what he's inflicted is a heinous crime, murder one. He has got to be accountable for that.
Right.
So if they're going to get him, or if and when they get him, the issue should, in like the case that you're bringing up, the defense. What's the defense? Well, the defense is a social political action. Again, it was an extreme. It's terrorism, and it's a virtual extortion. But, you know, actually, Christopher, in my opinion, again, obviously, just a simple opinion, in my opinion, that he could have done less lethal damage and brought his point home, or his points. He's a very good writer. He's meticulous. If you read his manifesto,
right,
he is extremely articulate.
I just want to interject that the officer who's now a sergeant that he was that he reported kicking the man in the face is Teresa Evans.
So Teresa Evans, we're calling on you, and we're actually praying for you to issue a simple apology publicly to Christopher Dorner. Stop the murders. Stop the killing. Help stop it by a simple apology. It's not so difficult, is it?
No, it shouldn't be difficult for them to do that, but for her to do that, then she has to admit that she's done something wrong.
And also the corruption within the LAPD,
exactly,
that advances corruption, supports this kind of also racism, and takes its finest men and women in service who are ethical, moral. They join the police force to protect people. They do it righteously and bravely. It takes those finest people and it compels them to leave the service. That is the fundamentally outrageous reality that requires an apology.
Exactly. Exactly. It's and there's more to that manifesto, actually. I have it pasted on my Facebook page, but we should actually take it and put it somewhere where people can actually read it, because this is one American's, this is what happened to one American citizen who had been betrayed by a system that he believed in, who had given his life up for working in service to what he believed in, and found that the heroes, the alleged heroes of the world, the police and the federal government and the military officials that he so had respected as a child, where he found as much corruption, if not more corruption, behind these doors of alleged justice departments, more so than he did even on the streets. And so it's definitely a wake-up call. But
it's, again, the media is not using it as a wake-up call. They're just doing the same old manipulation. And it's got to stop. And it can stop. Those of you who are listening, if this is a valuable point and service that you're listening to here, we're rendering, send it on. Pass it on. Forward this information, this archive. It's on Blog Talk Radio, on L&M Network, the Hurricane Hour. The archives are there every day. And that's what we're working for. We're working with you so that you can help to spread this information. What we need, obviously, is a spiritual revolution, a love revolution. And that's what the 528 Love Revolution is. And we believe that we not only see the problem, but we have the solution. The solutions are readily available when you embrace love, when you embrace the science and the technology of love. And that science is a sound science, it's an acoustic science, It has a vibration. It has a mathematics. And it has a frequency resonance that is medicinal, that is healing, that is uplifting, that is sustaining, and that reflects divine law, divine justice. Just is. There is a musical, mathematical matrix to creation that is behind everything, fundamentally, the elements, the atoms, the way the electrons spin. It's all vibrating. It's all vibrating in cycles per second. That's simple math. There's a basic fundamental mathematics to universal construction. This is divine intelligence that I'm sharing. This is the way that the Creator administers every nano instant, every nano instant to nano instant, recreating reality. And so given this technology, this creative technology, you now, as a person who is made of 80% water, and that's what in Genesis 1:1-1:2 is defined as God, part of the triune God, the Creator, the water, and the Holy Spirit. Reread the beginning of the Bible. It's right there. 80% of you is God. 20% of you is lava rock. And all the elements in lava rock, all the minerals in your body that forms the other 20% of you, it's all vibrating according to the musical mathematics. All the atoms and the electrons, they're all spinning, vibrating. And in fact, the entire sacred geometry of organic chemistry is made from the vibrations divine, from this musical mathematical matrix. This is divine design. It is intelligent design. It's not stupid design. Man's laws, when they're affected by outlaws, is stupid. It's psychopathological. It's demonic. It's insane, and we've got to stop it. And how do you stop it? Well, you start with the truth, you start with a simple apology, and then you start piecing it together to reflect on God's law, not simply statutory laws that enable organized crime to prosper within a system of injustice.
Yeah, and you know another thing in his manifesto, he also talks about gun control, and he believes that there should be a level of gun control. So it brings you back to the thing, is this all a setup? You never know.
Well, yeah, you never know. But, again, we mentioned and we have written a couple great articles on waronwethepeople.com. The organization, the corporation that controls the arms in the United States is called Cerebus. All of their money is administered by J.P. Morgan Chase. That means the Rockefeller family is in control of the gun industry, including the NRA.
Can I just interject here? In his manifesto, he says, in my cache, you will find several small arms. In the cache, Bushmaster firearms, Remington precision rifles, and AA suppressors with silencers. All of these small arms are manufactured by Cerberus Freedom Group, the same company responsible for the Portland Mall shooting, Webster, New York, and Sandy Hook massacre.
Exactly. So, folks, you have to understand, whatever you hear in mainstream media, you can bet is not what's really happening. And so we're just looking superficially here at what we know to be true and what we're reading in the media with critical analysis. The potential of this entire thing being a psyops is potentially very real, is real. And we would be irresponsible as journalists to not consider this entire thing as potentially a false flag, although real lives, just like in Sandy Hook, are being decimated, destroyed.
Yeah.
And so we've got to look at all aspects, but again, attempt to be most simplistic in solutions. What are the simplest solutions? And again, starting with an apology. Secondly, looking at law, looking at the law enforcement operation, looking what's taking actually place in organized crime within the LAPD, as well as other police departments nationwide. And why is it that these criminals are enabled within the system, supposedly of justice, to commit injustices consistently and, in fact, be promoted for doing that. That is a disease. The system itself is diseased. We've got to diagnose it properly before we can treat it effectively. And that's exactly what we're doing here on this Hurricane Hour.
Yep. It's important that change happens. And, you know, we can't do it alone. We're just two people. And so we really need help out there in just really getting the message, bringing the light on things, and also spreading the good news.
Yeah, and there is fantastic news. I mean, we typically like to focus on that, but yet we're called. Again, somebody contacted me the other day, and actually we had a discussion about this. You know, people are afraid to reach out and do what's right because of fear of losing their jobs or fear of their family being placed at risk. And so they shy away from telling these very, very serious and compelling, most urgent truths. And there, again, is a key to the problem, because people have lost faith. They've lost faith in the Creator. They've lost faith in themselves. They see themselves as a very weak organism that is susceptible to killing. Well, you know what? That's part of the problem, because you can't kill a soul. It's when you hear the bumper of this Hurricane Hour and in L&M Network, Michael Vara's Late Night in the Midlands program, the bumper is, you know, the Illuminati can't steal your souls. You can take your minds, which they've done. You can take your properties, which they've done. They can take the system of justice and turn it into something abysmal and abusive, which they've done. And the reality is, though, that they can't take that shining light in your eyes. They can't take that light shining from the windows of your soul that issues tears of salt water that is God pouring out in pain or suffering or sadness. You're weeping God. And the reality is that God is not unjust. God is in balance. God administers justfully and totally awesomely the way this entire universe is kept together musically, mathematically. Now, that simple model should be able to help us discern what the major problems are in our injustice systems. Law enforcement, currently on the headline news. We've got to look at these matters. And frankly, I love some of the more recent revelations in law that I've gotten. One of them is the insanity of separating criminal from civil justice. You don't have criminal versus civil justice systems, two separate systems in God's law. You have the law, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's where God can help you. And there is the second revelation, the sworn oath to have a judicial hearing. Be blessed versus cursed is in the affirmation of the oath, where you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, meaning that there's no omissions, which is fraud. You swear to tell nothing but the truth, which means that you won't misrepresent anything, which is fraud. And then you finalize that oath with the affirmation. So help me God. So it's a pleading, a prayer to God that your oath is. Because God won't come on the scene when you're engaged in lying and manipulations and omissions, misrepresentations for criminal actions. No. That's not the venue that God prefers. The God of Jesus and Moses loves love, peace, harmony, happiness. It's expressed throughout nature. You see it right in front of your eyes in a blade of grass, how perfectly it's administered musically, mathematically, from the love of the heart of the rainbow, 528 greenish yellow in nanometers. The reason ultimately why there's 5,280 feet in a measured mile, as Max reminded us yesterday on the Hurricane Hour. Yes, indeed, everything is perfect. Time and space could not be measured without love. 528 hertz, because literally that is what creates the foundation of not just civilization, but universal construction. You want to destroy everything? Don't follow the law of universal construction. You want to totally sow seeds of despair? Don't plant them according to the law. Plant them according to outlaws, just like what's being done in LAPD, to sow the seeds of racism, of economic separation between the poor street people who can't even afford a loaf of bread. They get kicked in the face by officers, in this case, a woman who obviously had to have been abused as a child in order for her to explain how she can feel compelled and able to kick a man when he's down and then lie about it to the internal officers that they are investigating this matter on, as filed by Christopher Dorner.
Yes, well, we're actually almost out of time. We have like about less than a minute left to finish up. And do you have any further messages? I think that if anybody out there, like we said, I mean, we brought you some dark stuff today. If you are, we recommend that you go to 528records.com. The best way to really spread the peace and love out there is through the music, which is the universal communication. And we appreciate all your support and getting the word out to the people. You know that we are on the front lines and we work diligently there, and we appreciate all the help we can get. We know there's a lot of fear out there in what we do, and we will continue to do it.
You know, the bottom line is, if you open up to the blessings, we got 1 minute. If you open up to the blessings, folks, that we administer it in our products, we administer it in the websites, not only the bad news, waronwethepeople.com, but the great news, 528records.com. The problem and the solution is what we advance, and we're celebrating that. And if you really want to be prospered in all ways, then don't just support us. Support yourself by partnering with us. Go to healthyworldstore.com, our also new supporter, sponsor, cureshop.com. Buy the products. Sign up with Michael Vara, healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward4948.
Support this network, latenightinthemidlands.com.
That's how you can do it, Beth.
Thank you so much for joining us. Until tomorrow.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.